I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 4th. Flooding from today's storm is expected to force the closure of several roads in Quincy. During high tide this morning, police expect closures of Newport Avenue at the West Squantum Street overpass, Marina Drive, East Squantum Street at Huckins Avenue, Spring Street, Rock Island Road, and Rhoda Street anytime between now and 8:30 a.m. High tide is expected around 7:45 this morning. Quincy City Hall and the Coddington Building in Quincy will both close at noon Friday for the wake for former Congressman William Delahunt. Mayor Thomas Koch says both buildings will close to the public at noon on Friday. Visiting hours for Delahunt are being held at the nearby United First Parish Church on Friday from 2 to 7 p.m., and officials say they will need additional parking in the area as they are anticipating a large turnout of mourners for the wake. Delahunt died last Saturday after a long illness at the age of 82. A funeral will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Gregory Parish in Dorchester. City and state flags are flying at half staff in memory of Delahunt. A 78-year-old Quincy man pleading guilty to committing a hate crime after hitting a man twice with his car and yelling anti-Asian threats, according to federal prosecutors. John Sullivan pleaded guilty to one count of violating the Shepherd Byrd Hate Crimes Prevention Act. He was accused of shouting, "Go back to China," at a Vietnamese family, including three children under the age of 12, and hitting a man from the family with his car outside the Quincy Center post office in December of 2022. A federal grand jury indicted Sullivan on the hate crime charges in February of last year. Sullivan initially pleaded not guilty to civil rights, assault, and reckless driving charges in Quincy District Court. He was released on conditions after the incident, including home confinement and no driving. According to court documents, the district court charges against Sullivan were dropped last March. Prosecutors said Sullivan threatened to kill the family and told them to go back to China. After the verbal altercation, Sullivan hit the victim with his car. The man clung to the hood while Sullivan drove about 200 yards. He then fell off the car and Sullivan hit him again. The victim then fell into a nearby construction ditch. Sullivan then allegedly fled the scene. The victim suffered a broken shoulder, a concussion, and a leg injury. Sullivan will be sentenced this summer to a maximum of 10 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000. Well, the 62-year-old Massachusetts man who received the world's first successful transplant of a genetically edited pig kidney was discharged from a Boston hospital yesterday. Richard Slayman from Weymouth, a patient with end-stage kidney disease, underwent a successful transplant at Mass General last month. It was announced to the world a few days later. In a statement, Slayman celebrated the chance to enjoy life without the burden of his illness. Surgery on March 16th took about 4 hours. The hospital says the procedure marks a major milestone in the quest to provide more readily available organs to patients. Slayman, who's been living with type 2 diabetes and hypertension for many years, previously received a kidney transplant from a deceased human donor in December of 2018 after being on dialysis 7 years prior. The transplanted human kidney showed signs of failure about 5 years later. Slayman resumed dialysis in May of 2023. Since resuming dialysis, he encountered recurrent dialysis vascular access complications, requiring visits to the hospital every 2 weeks for declotting and surgical revisions, significantly impacting his quality of life and a common problem among dialysis patients. The latest history-making kidney transplant was completed some 70 years after Mass General performed the world's first successful human kidney organ transplant in 1954. The pig kidney was provided by E. Genesis of Cambridge from a pig donor that was genetically edited using technology to remove harmful pig genes and add certain human genes to improve its compatibility with humans. Fidelity CEO Abigail Johnson of Milton remains the wealthiest person in Massachusetts, according to Forbes' most recent list of the world's billionaires, with a net worth of $29 billion. She is the 58th richest person in the world, a jump from her 2023 ranking of 72nd. Her brother, Edward Johnson IV, head of Pembroke Real Estate, which is owned by Fidelity, ranked 168th with a net worth of $11.8 billion. Elizabeth Johnson, ranking 228th with a net worth of $9.9 billion. The total Johnson family wealth is $44.8 billion. In the world of sports, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft had a net worth of $11.1 billion this year, ranking 188th worldwide. While Kraft's wealth increased from $10.6 billion last year, he fell 23 spots in the rankings. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 43, the NASDAQ rose 37, and the S&P is up 5. Asian stocks are higher. The dollar rose. The euro is flat. Oil at $85 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat Oklahoma 135-100, and they'll play Sacramento in Boston tomorrow night at 7:30. Red Sox complete their sweep of Oakland, the 1-0 victory, and the Bruins will host at Carolina tonight at 7 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today: the nor'easter continues with wind-driven rain and some wet snow and a high of 39 degrees. The precipitation continues this evening. The winds will die down. Lows tonight in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, maybe a shower. High of 45, but more rain and snow shower Saturday. The high of 44. Cloudy and near 50 on Sunday. For the boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet at the inner harbor, but up to 7 to 10 feet in the outer harbor. That northeast wind continuing to gust to near 50 knots at times. The official high tide, 7:51 this morning. Sunrise, 6:20, set at 7:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 4th.